doing so much hard work. I mean, she's just sleeping and she's got this yawn on her face and the sleepy eyes going on. Like she's been working so hard since like 6 a.m.
She's done for the day already.
That's right. Go back to sleep. You're just fine. Anyway, that text line number 355-9970. Quick look at the forecast. It's going to be sunny today for at least a majority of the day. 63 for a high. We do have a chance for some showers tonight into tomorrow. Sean Cable's actually going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Looking for something a little extra sweet on the buffet? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and it's official. The sweet chili pizza is back. This pizza has peppers, onion, pineapple, and is drizzled with that sweet chili sauce. Now available on the buffet and on the menu to order. Plus, also join us for our all-day buffet every day, and come on and see us on Reedsburg's east side. Stop on in. Looking forward to seeing you.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the first time in history, prosecutors will present a criminal case against a former U.S. president. Opening statements begin this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on what Trump's defense may be.
The argument is that, look, $35,000 payments, these were monthly retainers, and they will also make the case that at the end of the day, hush money, catch and kill schemes. They will argue this is routine for somebody who is very wealthy.
Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway before the proceedings, but not during the actual trial. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on that aid package for Ukraine and Israel. They will be introduced in one bill along with aid for Taiwan and a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to divest from the social media app. On this Earth Day, climate scientists say that Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. An update on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Two Rivers police say kayak and sonar searches were conducted in the water. Agencies also looked for the boy on local farmland. There was also aerial searches by the FBI and the Wisconsin Drone Network. Saturday marked 2 months since the toddler was reported missing. 23-year-old man has been taken into custody in connection with the death of a woman along a Janesville hiking and biking trail. Police say the 22-year-old woman's body was found along the trail Wednesday. Police say the suspect knew the woman, had a relationship with her that at some point had soured. And over 16,000 people were out of power for a period Saturday night in southeast Wisconsin. We Energy said about half of those customers in Oak Creek and South Milwaukee got their power back in about an hour. The rest got theirs back by midnight. The reason for the outage? A raccoon who came into contact with two pieces of equipment in a substation. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 by later today. Tonight, a few scattered showers, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Monday is off to a great start. Even if it's a Monday, a little extra coffee and definitely an extra donut or two. You deserve it. It helps you get through the week. Here's Men at Work on Max FM.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
I think we're alone now. There is Tiffany. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 8 now. I had no idea Tiffany was ending. I started looking up Twin Peaks because I was interested in see where it was streaming. And then I looked over. I'm like, wait, Tiffany's getting very quiet very quickly. We made it. Okay. It's all good.
Yes, you did it.
It is definitely feeling like a Monday. But it was interesting because we talked about Twin Peaks, right? And I asked when we were doing birthdays if you had ever, you know, watched the show, been a fan of the show. I guess I thought Twin Peaks was around a lot longer than just two seasons. It literally ran from 1990 to 1991. That was it. And you can actually find it now if you're a Paramount Plus subscriber, if you have YouTube TV, Fandango, it's over there. If you have the Roku channel, those are a few of the places if you have subscriptions on streaming that you can actually catch it. It feels like it was around for a lot longer than two seasons, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just about, like, you know, a certain era of your life when you remember it coming out, and then it just, maybe you were a bigger fan of that show than you thought you were.
It felt like it was on for more than two whole seasons is all. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I know it became a cult classic. People still, like, wonder, you know, if it will ever make a comeback or anything like that. But
hey, speaking of cult classic, I was so excited over the weekend because I read on Facebook, somebody wrote that the Stephen King movie Maximum Overdrive was streaming for free Amazon Prime.
Sure.
So have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't. Here's my thing. I am not really big into anything that's horror related. It's just not my thing. I don't like to be jump scared when I'm watching a movie. I don't want my popcorn to fly out of my bowl. Like, I'm completely cool with that. So Stephen King, obviously not my, fascinated by his writing. Obviously, he's put out a ton of great stuff over the years, but not exactly like in my wheelhouse. Now, Maximum Overdrive, I've heard a lot of good things about it, though, but no, I have never seen that one. So,
And it's more of a sci-fi film than anything else. I mean, there's a couple jump scare scenes, but I mean, and by today's standards in film, it's really kind of cheesy because it's just, you know, and it's almost comical, but it's such a legendary movie. Machines take over the world, basically. And, you know, everything kind of operates itself. And of course, because they operate themselves, they just want to try to kill everyone.
Because, of course, that's naturally how it would go. Really, though, when you think about the concept, was Stephen King just a little ahead of his time? I mean, you know, this is a period where AI is becoming more dominant.
Right, exactly.
I mean, even, you know, talking about, you know, Earth Day, they want to create AI for our showers now. Have you heard this?
No.
They want to be able to put AI into the showers so that essentially we know how much hot water we're using, how long our showers are, so that we can consume less water just by bathing. I mean, when AI is starting to restrict my shower time, I have a problem with AI anyway. But now you're interfering in my shower time. And you get it. I mean, you guys live on LP. You have the septic, the well. You have to be pretty efficient in the shower when you have those things around you. And that's your sources. So we've kind of perfected this out here on Goose Poop Pond. But I don't need AI interfering in my shower
time. I don't think that AI has any place in the bathroom. Like, can we keep AI out of the bedroom and the bathroom? I think, wait a second. You know what? I've got the smart speaker in the bedroom, so I guess maybe I've already gone against that.
You've already, like, you know, tiptoed the line on that one.
Right.
As have a lot of us, you know, with the smart speakers, the Alexas, the Echoes, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Corey and I just had a conversation about that this weekend as we were driving around because, you know, last week we had talked about, you know, all of those smart devices in the home. I said, have we been wrong not to have one? And he goes, for what? What do we possibly need one for? He's like, our house is like 800 square feet. He's like, if we can't figure out how to communicate and do things in our house by ourselves, he's like, then we have a really big problem. I said, so we're not getting any sort of smart devices anytime soon. He looked at me. It's the weekend of our anniversary. And he looked at me so sincerely. And he goes, Huns, he goes, I love you very much. But he's like, you have a hard enough time with your iPhone. He goes, I don't think we need to complicate your life any more than it already is. You know, and there's a part of me that was like, I kind of wanted to hate him for that comment, but I was like, oh, he really does love me and get me. It's fine. Yeah.
So was that this, did you say it was this weekend, your anniversary?
Yeah, we celebrated. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we
happy
celebrated.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. 21 years for us. So it's
oh,
it's
you're been, still newlyweds. You're still newlyweds.
It's been a while. Last year we thought we, like, you know, honestly though, in this day and age with as many friends as we've seen get married and remarried already who got married at the same time we did, we feel like we've accomplished quite the feat, like mountains to climb or something. But no, 21 years for us is how much time we've spent together. It's weird though, because every time we have this conversation, you know, we're 45. We got married in our 20s on a lovely spring day. It was a gorgeous day. We went to the courthouse. We eloped. A bird decided to poo down my leg as we were leaving the courthouse. So we don't know if that was an omen or a good sign. 21 years, we're going to take it as a positive thing. But every year when we get to our anniversary, we discuss this, and we've known each other almost over half our lives already, which is absolutely crazy. You know, and you get to that point where you start thinking about those things with your partner, and you're like, I've spent more time with you than basically anybody in this entire world, which is which is always kind of crazy. So, and we still have a lot of fun, so I guess that's good. I mean, we can make mundane seem pretty darn cool and fun when we really, really try. I mean, even if we're just driving around...
You didn't fall down the stairs on your wedding day, did you?
No. I just had the bird poo down my leg. Oh,
okay. Yeah. My wife fell down the stairs.
There feels like a story here.
Yeah. Walking into the wedding reception, we were at the VFW in Litchfield, Minnesota.
Okay.
That's my wife's hometown. Yep. And she just decided, I don't know if she decided, but somehow the stars aligned and she tripped and kind of went down on her knees and ended up going down a few of the steps, and those steps were not carpeted. They were hard floor steps. And in doing that, she ended up kind of loosening some of the decorations that were on the staircase.
No.
And the decorations kind of slid down the rail, and then they were all laying in a pile at the bottom of the stairs. And her maid of honor comes walking over, didn't see the trip and fall, but looked at all the decor that she had just put up earlier that day, laying there. And she said, hey, who knocked over my decorations? I said, don't ask. And the whole time I'm trying to tell my wife, don't cry, because you could see she was welling up a little bit. I said, don't cry. Nobody saw it but me. Don't worry. Don't be embarrassed. Nobody saw it. And she's like, her knee is bleeding and this whole thing. And, goodness. Yeah.
See, my husband would have looked at me and been like, that's the least stupidest thing you've done in front of me. And probably not the last stupid thing you're going to do in front of me. That's usually the kind of stuff I get. He would have been sympathetic, but he would have had his little dig in there all at the same time. No, we actually eloped at the Davison County Courthouse in Mitchell, South Dakota, where we were doing Oldies Radio at the time. Our operations manager was our best man. Our afternoon girl was our maid of honor. And then we ended up having a really large reception in September, which is when our actual wedding date was supposed to be, with family and friends. And boy, oh boy, were we glad that we did it the way we did it, because the weather, I mean, Midwest, right? September can be a little tricky. You're either going to get gorgeous blue skies and lots of sunshine, or you're going to get gale force winds and snow, which is essentially what we had that
we had rain and hail. We got married September 22nd, 2001, And of course, 11 days after 9/11. So there was the whole emotional aspect of that. But the weather was ridiculous. It rained all day. And then there was thunderstorms that rolled through during the reception. So I used to smoke back then. So I went out to have a cigarette in the middle of the reception. And there was like an inch of hail on the ground outside.
Isn't that crazy? Crazy, crazy. So no, we actually lucked out because we were going to get married in this very small country church where you literally have to go outside to ring the bell by hand yet and all the stained glass and all that. It was a gorgeous little church and it was going to be a very small wedding anyway. But there was no pavement. And all I kept thinking is, oh, thank goodness we didn't actually have the way. Because we drove by the church just out of sheer curiosity. It was raining and sleeting and snowing so hard the entire parking lot was like a mud pit. It looked like we were getting ready for monster trucks versus a wedding is essentially what it would have looked like. And we just looked at each other and we're like, as upset as my parents were being an only child, as upset as his parents were, and everybody who had kind of made plans to come to South Dakota, we were like, we are so glad we didn't actually do this. That would have been an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. So sometimes things work out the way they're supposed to. And my family happened to own a bar restaurant in Mitchell. And so we got the entire back, we got the entire kitchen and all of that kind of stuff where they were making whatever we wanted off the menu and live band afterwards because it was a Saturday night, obviously, and everybody had a really, really good time. Really, really good time is how we're going to phrase that. So it was exactly how it was supposed to be. And honestly, when my husband's stepmom is more worried about who's going to take care of her 4-ounce poodle, because essentially that dog weighed about 4 ounces. I mean, she likes to tell me it weighed about 8 pounds. I don't think so.
No way.
But when she was more worried about who was going to take care of the poodle than coming to the wedding, and she had, you know, months to plan, you kind of know where things are going in a quick hurry, right? And so we were just like, we don't need this kind of drama. We don't want this kind of drama. Let's just do this our way. And then, you know, once we were actually married and people realized we did do it the way we were probably supposed to, everybody kind of let go of their animosity towards the whole thing, especially my mama, who I love very much.
And you still had the reception, so had a gathering and everything.
We did.
So,
we had a good time. We had a really good time. Hey, speaking of gatherings and some fun stuff, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced last night. No wonder nobody heard it. They did it on American Idol. Does anybody still watch that show? Anyway. There are actually 16 inductees this year. In the performers category, we have Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, who we mentioned celebrating a birthday today, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Now, I think it's interesting, and I'd have to look this up, but Ozzy, to me, should be one of those guys who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame already, and perhaps he was with Black Sabbath, but as an individual, he's just being inducted. Peter Frampton kind of up there as well, and then I look at Foreigner and Cher. Hello now. Cher actually had to go on a public plea to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. Like, hello, come on. What else do I have to do to actually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So it's interesting. Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5 and one of Motown's creators by the name of Norman Whitfield. Big Mama Thornton's going to be inducted in the musical influence category, along with British blues musicians Alexis Korner and John Mayall. And the Ahmet Ertegun Award will go to Suzanne DePass. She's the first leading female executive in the music business. The induction ceremony actually takes place on October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to live stream that on Disney Plus if you really, really want to see it. It'll also be available to stream on Hulu the next day, and there's going to be this special broadcast on ABC eventually down the line in the fall.
Yeah, that's why they announced it on American Idol, because they want you to, you know, it's an ABC thing.
Yes,
I
know. But you could have done it at the end of a sitcom and probably had a broader audience. Maybe. Right. I don't know anybody who's watching American Idol anymore. Not to mention the fact that so many of the American Idols, with the exception of like Kelly Clarkson and maybe Carrie Underwood, have gone on to be fairly quiet in the music industry. So,
yeah.
But no, I know some people have an issue with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it's not really rockers anymore who are being inducted, right? When you look at it like A Tribe Called Quest, for instance, or Kool and the Gang. So I know some people, Finn included, have an issue with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the inductees, you know, especially on years when it's like Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton and all of that. And Dolly feels so guilty, she has to write a rock album just so she feels like she can be included. But, you know, maybe calling it the Music Hall of Fame or something. I don't know. But
that's probably what it should be.
Yeah. I think so, because they include all genres now, and they include genres of hip hop and R&B, and they've got rap in there, and then they've got your you know, like your Aussies in there, your Peter Framptons and all of that. So I don't know, but it's an interesting list this year. And I other than Cher not being in before, I totally understand this list, and I can appreciate it. We always watch those types of things, though, when they come on TV. We're kind of nerds like that. We won't watch it the day of, but we'll eventually get around to watching the special on streaming or something, because Corey kind of loves that kind of stuff. He's a little bit nerdy like that. He'll pulls out the big, you know which one. It's the top 40 book to like compare some of their hits. Oh yeah, no, like we go full out nerd on that kind of stuff. Or what hits are they gonna sing right now? Do you think they're gonna do? Oh, put your book away and just watch.
It's like having it's like going to a live concert, because I mean, you just crank up the TV and just like immerse yourself in the show, and it's fun.
It's always a lot of fun. And then they bring in, you know, artists who have been influenced, current artists who are influenced by some of these particular names, and to do duets. And it just becomes the star-studded night of really great entertainment. So I do always enjoy the ceremony. And then to hear what they have to say about their career, I always find it interesting and fascinating, too. Can't wait to hear Ozzy's speech, though.
You think he's going to yell Sharon at any point?
Yes. In fact, I think Sharon might have to help the rest of us interpret exactly what Ozzy is saying. I think Sharon has to be a big part of this. I'm pretty sure. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Not bad today weather-wise. It's actually going to be quite beautiful. Yesterday was just a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine again with a high near 63. Few scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy. 48 for our low. Then some scattered showers possible tomorrow. We could even see a thunderstorm mixed in there with a high near 65. Right now, it's 35.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
99.7 Next FM.
It's 8:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great Monday. I mean, it is a Monday. We're doing the best we can here, right? Here's Billy Joel. We Didn't Start the Fire on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:35 right now. And Jay, Friday night, they actually had to re-air on CBS that Billy Joel concert because there was a whole lot of hoopla about that. Now, when that aired originally on April 14th, we were in Las Vegas. So we got to see the entire thing from start to finish. There was no late start because of the Masters, because obviously you're 2 hours behind Central, 3 hours hours behind Eastern. So you get there's a little perk to that, right? And they also didn't cut it off either to get to the local news. We got to see the entire thing. So we knew how it ended. Spoiler alert, it was with Piano Man. But there was a whole lot of hoopla about that, because not only did it start late, but then to, you know, make up network time, they quickly cut off Billy in the middle of Piano Man when they didn't really need to, because the show had been recorded previously from his performance on March 28th, yet they were trying to stay within their time constraints, and social media went insane. And then on Friday night, they finally re-aired it with no...
They made good.
They did. They didn't start it late. They didn't cut off Piano Man. You got to see the audience try to sing along with Billy. And I say try because Corey and I were laughing because we're like, oh, wow, look at the people who don't know the words.
Now, see, that's the thing. Like, I did not watch it the first time around.
Right.
And I was curious, and I mentioned this here on Max FM, that, you know, I don't know if it was cut off here. Then I talked to David Grant, and he said, it wasn't. He was able to watch the whole thing. So I don't know. Maybe if it depends where you are watching it from.
Yeah,
if
I don't know. You know. That's interesting.
If you were on satellite TV, or if you were, you know, streaming or YouTube TV or one of those, or just over the air. But in any event, they made good on it. So that was nice.
Yeah, at least CBS did the right thing there, because there were a lot of people really, really, really unhappy. Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting is obviously you have time constraints, right, when you're on network TV. So I'm sure they cut out a lot of the concert. But what I realized is that some of Billy's early stuff is not my favorite Billy stuff, right? Like, I like the stuff from the mid-80s into the early 90s, but some of the early stuff from Billy's career, it's not horrible. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to insult Billy Joel fans, because I do love Billy Joel a whole lot. We've actually seen him in concert with Elton John when they did that Piano Man tour many, many, many years ago. It was right after Billy got out of the hospital from a motorcycle accident. So believe it or not, Elton John was more of the rock star, literally, on the stage than Billy Joel. He was apparently taking a lot of pain meds after that accident, because it was a pretty low-key Billy Joel performance, which was actually a little disappointing if you're a Billy fan, because you know how charismatic he can be, especially many years ago. But, you know, some of his early stuff, I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, he had so many awesome songs, and these are the ones that they went with for this particular show. So maybe he didn't perform them, I'm going to say, as his last show at Madison Square Garden. He probably did. And because of time constraints, they had to kind of pick and choose which ones they were going to show. But love Billy Joel. Glad the world got to see all of Piano Man. And I really do like the new song that he just put out not too long ago. I know that hasn't gotten a lot of airplay, mostly on, you know, your streaming services. But it's not a bad song, and kind of takes you back to the roots of Billy Joel. And if you watched the video for it, which was released on YouTube, it gets you a little nostalgic and really makes you, you know, realize how fast time really does go by when you watch Billy in using AI in all of his different forms over the years.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of cool thing. Speaking of performers, we got to talk about Taylor Swift for just a second. Oh, Swifties, we didn't forget about you, I promise. She is already breaking Spotify records with the new album, The Tortured Poets Department. In fact, just hours after it dropped on Friday, Jay, it became the most streamed album in just a single day. It is also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. Now, in addition to that, Taylor is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. The track Fortnite featuring Post Malone is the most streamed song in a single day. Now, obviously, the last few days have been all about Taylor, so let's wade into a little bit of the chaos, okay? The album sold 1.6 million copies in a single day, which is pretty much unheard of anymore. 600,000 of those were on vinyl. A lot of gullible young people blowing their entire savings on all of the different variants, I suppose. But I'll always be a vinyl fan, so if that's the way you chose, then we're going to leave you alone and not pick on you too much. Post Malone says that he was absolutely floored and beyond honored to be featured on Taylor's new track, Fortnite. The Fortnite video features Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, two of the stars of the movie The Dead Poets Society, which is one of my all-time favorites. Now, Josh says he had to keep his entire cameo secret and wasn't even able to tell his kids about it. Well, can you imagine? They would have told all of their friends, being probably the age that they are, and then it would have been all Taylor Swift all the time.
Right.
Patti Smith says that she was moved to be mentioned in the title track of the Tortured Poets Department. If you have a physical copy of the album, you get a little bit of a cool bonus. A poem by Stevie Nicks is printed on the inside. She is mentioned in the track Clara Bow. Now, on the song I Hate It Here, Taylor sings that she would like to live in the 1830s, but, quote, without all the racists. The internet, obviously, and social media has a few thoughts about that particular lyric, as you can imagine. Now, here's the thing I will say about Taylor, especially as of the last few years. She hasn't been afraid to ruffle some feathers with her music and the things right. that she says. So I imagine that she knew that was probably going to be a line that was going to get talked about quite a bit. Emma Stone is credited with contributing oddities to the song Florida. There is no word on what oddities actually mean. The new album got a terrible review from Paste magazine, but get this. Because of the Swifties' power in this world, they didn't even publish the critic's name because they were afraid for that person's safety.
Right.
Apparently, a Paste writer who gave Taylor's album Lover a bad review back in 2019 was greeted with threats of violence. I think Taylor would agree that we can live more harmoniously than that. Don't
yes.
you think? I mean,
yes.
I think so. And Taylor Swift-inspired pet name surged ahead of the release of the Tortured Poets Department as well. In case you're wondering, Travis Kelce does have a couple songs on this new album, which are obviously about her new relationship with Travis Kelce. So she didn't leave him out. It's not all about the guys that, you know, have left, she's loved and left before. Now, with this new release, this is interesting as well. This is actually a double album. The Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, features 15 extra songs. There's 31 total songs that were released from this new album, which is kind of crazy in itself, right? I mean, that's a big, big album. Now, one of the songs is called Thank You, Amy, and it is apparently some sort of Kim Kardashian diss track. Like so many things in her life, Taylor's not going to let this one go either. The title itself is a tip-off since the only letters that are capitalized are the K, the I, and the M, and they appear in that order. Also, if you look on Apple Music, the lyrics are stylized in the same exact way. There's also mention of a bronze spray tan statue and a line that goes, and so I changed your name and any real defining clues. Then there's this little, you know, tidbit that kind of digs a little bit more. And one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is going to know is about you. So there you go.
It's on again. It's on again.
Well, you know, I think it's been on for a while, ever since Kanye, even before Kim Kardashian, basically stole Taylor's moment at the, was it the VMAs? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's been so many years ago. And basically said she didn't deserve to win. And then, you know, Kanye put out an album when he was married to Kim, basically saying that Taylor Swift doesn't deserve her fame or her notoriety. Kim Kardashian basically stood by him and said, yes, I kind of agree with that. And I think it's been a thing for a really, really long time.
Yeah, but, I think if you go back even further than that, didn't Kanye get on stage at one of the, was it the VMAs or maybe the Grammy, something, and said that Beyonce deserved to win the award,
yes,
not Taylor.
Yes,
this is going
yes.
way back. But.
It's going way back. Yeah. Gosh, I forgot about that moment in time. I mean, leave it to Kanye to have the most appropriate, you know, like not cringeworthy moments on the planet. But yeah, this is a feud that I think goes back a ways. There's no love lost between the two parties, that's for sure. And, you know, Taylor's not going to just be like, you know what, we're just going to let this one float. We're going to just let it go. I mean, that's not really her style. She does it in a very poetic, musical kind of way every single time. So
now I've got to ask you this question. Now that the world basically revolves around Taylor at this
yes.
point, I mean, she's
yes.
done everything there is. There are college courses about
yes.
Taylor Swift. There was a time, maybe you remember this, let's say, what, 5-6 years ago, when Taylor's songs were not featured on some of the streaming services like Spotify.
Right.
And
yep.
I think Apple Music was the first one that said, hey, yeah, we'll you know, strike a deal with her. And it was
right.
about the financial piece, as far as I remember. But at this point, when she's setting all of these records for streaming, Does she need to have any of these streaming services, or can she just come out with her own?
I think she'd be okay to come up with her own. It's got to go way better than what Jay-Z did over with Roc Nation many years ago, and then that one just kind of fell apart. I mean, really, it feels like we're at a point in time where anything she touches is gold, right? Yeah. And Corey and I just had this discussion this weekend because we were listening to the radio driving around, and her new track, By Daddy, came on the radio. And he goes, is she going to continue on this trajectory? Or he said, in like 10 years, is she going to have a Kmart clothing brand and she's going to be the butt of jokes? And I said, it feels like she's a little bit more self-aware than some of the other people in Hollywood, that maybe she's going to know when it's over. Hopefully she does, because she has had so much fame. You do want somebody who's had this kind of success to go out on top, right? You don't want them to become some sort of meme on social media eventually. I mean, she probably is in some respects because of her lyrics and things, but at the same time, as far as her career goes, I think there's probably a lot of people who could consider to be a little jealous of what Taylor Swift has built, you know?
I think that eventually Taylor is going to be like Oprah. Like, she's going to be, like, she's going to own this empire that's more than just the entertainment, like, more than just music. Yeah. She's going to be involved in a lot of different things, and I don't ever see a time where we say, oh, that star fell.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think she's always just going to...
No, and I totally agree. So just think, someday Travis Kelce will be the less known of the duo, and he can be Stedman, is essentially how that's going to go down. He'll be Taylor Stedman. He'll just be walking the dogs and carrying her purse around, is essentially how that's happening.
Exactly. And that's not such a bad thing.
No, hey, a lot
of people would love to be Stedman.
Right? I know. You know, he kind of lives in the lap of luxury and, you know, goes everywhere with Oprah. So I guess there's that aspect of it as well. You know, Travis Kelce, eventually he'll quit playing football and then he's going to become less and less of a topic as well. And so I think Taylor's what's going to keep him relevant in the world. So we'll see how that relationship ends. All I know is we'll know when it ends, because there'll be a new album that will come out. And there's going to be a title track called, like, the footballer or something on it, and you know exactly who that's going to be about.
this relationship has to be for life, because there's no easy way to end it. Yeah,
there's no coming back from this one, that's for sure. Coming up, we're taking a look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to see lots of sun today, and then maybe some showers tonight into tomorrow. Sean Cable's got more details in just a moment. Also, a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deal. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Jam-packed past weekend of events. Back on Friday night, the Baraboo Thunderbirds and Portage Warriors split a series with each other, both 6-5 victories. First for the Thunderbirds, then 6-5 win for the Warriors. Also in baseball from this past Friday, Reedsburg with a 10-run win over Edgewood, 13-3 the final there. Sauk Prairie, a 6-5 win against Toma. Also in the conference, you had McFarland with a 6-1 win over Edgerton. Mount Horeb, 8-0 shutout against Stone. That was all back on Friday. On Saturday, for baseball, a pair of wins for Reedsburg over La Crosse Central. 8-1 and 6-2, the wins in those matchups. Sauk Prairie with a 10-3 win against Wisconsin Dells back on Saturday. It was Mount Horeb with a 9-6 win against DeForest. Softball back on Friday night. Mount Horeb 14-4 win against Baraboo. It was Portage 10-6 winners over Lodi. Reedsburg fell to Wisconsin Dells 6-2. Fort Atkinson 14-11 win over Stoughton from Friday night. Then on Saturday, Baraboo 15-3 winner over Stoughton. Tomahawk took down Reedsburg 12-7, and then Monroe got the win over the Beavers as well 12-4. Reedsburg would also fall to Orangeville as part of a tournament 10-8 the final there. And then Dodgeville lost to Mount Horeb 13-4 from Saturday. That all in softball. And in soccer on Saturday, it was Baraboo with a 5-0 shutout win against Sparta. Busy spring season is going to continue today. A couple rescheduled matchups for the Thunderbirds. You've got the boys tennis team going to be traveling to McFarland at 4:15. This duel has been attempted to be played a couple of times, but Mother Nature having other ideas. Softball tonight will be hosting Baraboo. 5:00 is the first pitch for that one. That was rescheduled from the 4th of this month. Reedsburg this evening is going to welcome Mount Horeb for softball at 4:30. And the boys tennis team is going to be at Viroqua. Baseball also competing at 4:30 today. Beaver Dam is where they'll head for that one. Sauk Prairie Eagle baseball team is going to be hosting Portage at Chuck Hall Memorial Field starting at 5:00. Tennis for the Portage Warriors is going to be at Stoughton at 4:15. And baseball, as mentioned, will be in Sauk Prairie. 5:00, first pitch for it. Some of the many events that took place this past weekend, and that'll be happening here to start the week. Milwaukee Bucks take down the Indiana Pacers in game one of their first round matchup in the East. 109-94, the final in this game. Giannis Antetokounmpo was held out for the contest, but a huge night for some Bucks players, including Damian Lillard, taking over with 35 points, had 6 rebounds and 3 assists as well. The team jumped out to the early lead. The remarkable part about Damian Lillard's game is all 35 of his points were scored in the first half of this contest. Chris Middleton with a double-double, 23 points and 10 boards. Bobby Portis also with 15 points and 11 rebounds for the game. Two teams will meet again tomorrow night. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off for it. And the Brewers make it a clean sweep this weekend. First 2-1 win over the Cards, then a 12-5 victory against the Redbirds, and then yesterday 2-0 shutout win at St. Louis. Milwaukee will start a 4-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. 5:40 is going to be the first pitch for this evening's matchup. Joe Ross will get the go for the Crew. Jared Jones will counter for the Pirates. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon. Our high today 63 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 by later today. Tonight, a few scattered showers, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy 48. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a kind of. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom. And baby, it's not so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can take it. Do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard. You know you could have been a crook. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a stupid. Things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to.
could have been a flower. You could have looked swimming in. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love. You know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school boo. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it.
The way you do the things you do, there is UB40, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, just a few minutes before 9 o'clock. And you know, Jay, we were talking about the Billy Joel concert they had to re-air because CBS in some markets ended up cutting it off and starting it late because of the Masters. Chris texted in this morning and said she caught it because she was proactive and recorded the news and then kept the recording going, so she didn't miss absolutely any of the Billy Joel concert. Concert the first time around. Okay. See, there she is. Yeah. She's thinking. The rest of us were just upset. And she was like, I got this. I got you covered.
Yeah.
So good for her. I like that.
Absolutely.
We've got some celebrating we have to do this morning because, of course, it is a Monday. And we want to hit on our calendar days. Some of those things that just make us feel better about going through our work week. And it's a pretty short list today because mostly we're celebrating Earth Day and a bunch of things around Earth Day. So it's also Chemists Celebrate Earth Day and International Mother Earth Day today. So no matter how you're celebrating, let's try to keep our Earth Day celebrations on a daily basis. All those little things we can do to help our environment. It's also Girl Scout Leader Day today. I was never a Girl Scout. I was probably a lazy child is probably why would be my guess. Seemed like a lot of work to get my patches, but I certainly do love a good Girl Scout cookie and all those people who meet the Girl Scouts. Yes, they're amazing humans. I know Corey's one aunt. She helps out with Girl Scouts. Her granddaughter is a Girl Scout, and she's been a leader since Ava could basically join Girl Scouts. So she's been doing her thing for quite a few years now.
It's a lot of fun, the Girl Scouts. My daughter actually had been in now the last 4 years.
Okay.
And now that she's, after this school year, she's going to be going into high school. She's like, Dad, I really don't want to really do Girl Scouts anymore. And I said, hey, honey, I don't eat the cookies anymore anyway, so you're good. It's fine.
I was just going to say, does that mean that you get like a discount on the cookies? Because I'd
no.
be like, no, you're staying in there for just for that.
Goodness. No, and you know what? Actually, it's the opposite. Not only do we not get a discount, but we have to essentially purchase X amount of, like, so if you sell cookies,
sure,
you might put the word out to your friends and then they say, okay, give me, you know, X amount of boxes of this. If those don't sell, you have to buy those.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on the hook for them, for sure.
It feels like when my mom used to be, when I was in elementary school, my mom was part of, like, the PTA of our elementary school, right? She was always at the school, always working, and she put on some of the most amazing school carnivals ever. But it was kind of the same way with the raffle tickets we'd have to sell so we could earn money for the new playground equipment and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My parents and my family ended up always being on the hook because, well, I always got the biggest books of tickets because, well, mom was in charge. So you must be able to sell a whole lot of tickets. So kind of feels like the same thing. Maybe I was too busy selling my raffle tickets to get a Girl Scout badge. Maybe that's what I was doing. I don't
know.
That
could be it. Yeah.
It was probably it. I'm sure that's what it was. I won some really great prizes, though, because my mom always found some really great prizes for our school carnival and for the top sellers, too. So I always had some really great prizes at the end. Besides everything to do with Earth Day and celebrating those great Girl Scout leaders who are such good examples for our young women, it is also National Jelly Bean Day today, too. Now, I have to say, other than Earth Day, this is not really my day, because I'm not a huge jelly bean fan. I don't even like the Jelly Belly.